You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. When the one working well serving the unincorporated community of Teveston in Tulare County stopped working last month, the roughly 1,000 people who live there were left without running water in the middle of a drought. As the community waits for bureaucracy to clear the way for the well to be repaired, State Senator Melissa Hurtado has been pushing for a legislative fix to the Valley's water infrastructure. I spoke with her about the status of the bill she authored and what's next for the people who call Teveston home. I'd like to start with your food and water resiliency tour. Where has that taken you and what have you learned along the way?
The state water and food resiliency tour is about really trying to educate Californians about the connection between water and food. And I've gone to dairy farms and to Tulare County to learn about dairy and to also share with the community what we do in the Central Valley, but really how water is important to that particular region for the entire nation.
So something that, of course, we've been following closely is this situation in Teveston. Where do things stand currently for those residents?
So they need to have their well either fixed and or replaced. That has been a matter of the dealing with bureaucracy at the moment and making sure that they can get the necessary funds to get the wells, to get the well fixed and or replaced. At the moment, there is no end in sight as to when they will be able to receive the necessary funds or replacement of that well. And in the meantime, they're getting water delivered from the city of Porterville, which is, it's a 25-mile drive away from that small community.
Well, I'd like to talk about some legislation that you have introduced, specifically Senate Bill 559, the State Water Resiliency Act of 2021. Well, tell us a little bit about the bill and what you hope it will accomplish.
So I first introduced SB 559 back in 2019, my first year in the California State Senate. I knew back then, even as a freshman member, that water was important, not just to the Central Valley, but for the entire state. And sometimes at least the feeling in the Central Valley is, and I share this feeling, that we kind of are either left behind or there's really a lack of understanding of how important the Central Valley is to the state of California. So when I introduced the bill, I focused in on the Fryant-Kern Canal. The canal itself in the Tulare County area has sunk, and it's the water that it's carrying to communities and to farms has lost its capacity by 60%. That means that we're not managing our water the best way that we can, and we're not being efficient with the water that we have. And it's a very precious natural resource that we have that we need to better protect. But on top of that, the communities are really losing out on that additional water that is just desperately needed. So I authored SB 559 to seek funds to repair that canal.
As you mentioned, this is the second time that you've introduced the bill. The last time around, it had wide bipartisan support, but was ultimately vetoed by Governor Newsom on the grounds that it wasn't holistic enough. What do you think the outcome will be this time around if the bill reaches his desk?
I really don't know. I don't have an answer on that. My hope is to educate as many Californians and really Americans about what is going on here in the Central Valley, how these projects that we have in the new version of SB 559 that we introduced this year, and just the role that it plays, not just for Californians, but for all Americans, because water delivered to the Central Valley means food, it means jobs, it means health. And when you take or you don't invest in the water infrastructure for Californians, really you're impacting all Americans. And as you can see in the small community of Teveston, that is a mostly a farm worker community that is now out of their water infrastructure in the wells. And also the fact that the Fryant-Kern Canal provides water to the basin that they sit on top of. So when you don't fix the broken system that you have, then you have the water shortages that we have today. And if we don't take immediate action, the consequences and the impact are going to be much more significant. We're talking about significant job loss, not just for farm workers, although they will be hurt the most, but we're also talking about, you know, food being, exported, and also I think that it would potentially create a food crisis, a global one. So the consequences and lack of investment are going to be significant. They're not just going to be specific to the Central Valley.
And can you just detail what changes you've made to the bill?
So the version this year adds additional projects that also need to be fixed, including the California Aqueduct, the Delta Mendota Canal, the San Luis Canal, and the Frank Kern Canal.
How would SB 559 interact with some other pending legislation that's also in the works?
So we have U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein and Congressman Jim Costa, who have a companion bill at the federal level to invest in water infrastructure projects like the ones that are mentioned here in SB 59. They're pretty much companion bills to invest the necessary funds on these broken water conveyance systems.
You know, what we've been talking about is not a new problem. Water has been historically an issue in the Central Valley, and communities throughout the region have some of the smaller rural areas have struggled to access safe drinking water for years. So what in your mind would it take to provide a true long-term solution?
I think we need to bring experts in along the way. I think the most urgent need is to repair what we have, but we really need to be looking towards the future and figuring out where our fresh water is going to be coming from in terms of the climate change that we're experiencing now and how it's going to change over time and where that supply is going to come so we can adequately invest in our water infrastructure for the future. But the most urgent and present need is investing in the infrastructure that we have today. And water infrastructure is something that has been part of the history of California, dating back to, as early as 1960s when President Kennedy arrived for the groundbreaking ceremonies of the San Luis Dam. And it will be, almost 60 years next month that he was here in Los Banos for the groundbreaking. And it just goes to show that we need to reinvest, and there has always been a need, and we need to continue to invest on this water infrastructure that provides clean water for communities and individuals, and of course for our farm communities as well.
Well, I've been talking with California State Senator Melissa Hurtado. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.